Welcome back, everyone, to the Thrived Podcast. I am your thriving host, Michelle Cohn, and I am so excited to use this platform to educate, empower, and inspire each one of you. My purpose in this life is to truly impact the lives of everyone that I meet in one small way or another. I have discovered that my mess has turned into my message, my test into my testimonial to all of you. In this episode, I want to share with you the important lesson that I learned on asking for help. In my earlier months and even years in living with anxiety, I felt the need to not only hide this illness from the outside world, but to also handle everything around me on my own. After all, the one really neat thing about a mental illness is only the person going through it knows that something is actually wrong. A part of me felt that if I didn't share it with anyone, it would just go away on its own, or nobody would even know that something was wrong. I guess you could say that hiding it was like a magical cape that only I could use to cover every emotion up. But here's where things get a little tricky. It's impossible to hide anything from your loved ones and close group of friends. They know too much about you, and they know when something appears just slightly off. So we do one of two things. We take out that magical cape of ours and say nothing is wrong, or we come up with a storybook of continued lies to cover up what it is we are feeling and going through. Friends, both of these options are the very worst thing that you can do when you are living a life with any kind of mental illness. A few episodes ago, I mentioned my support team. I call them my five that keep me alive. They consist of my husband, my parents, my sister, and my brother. These five people are the ones that I turn to first when I'm feeling just a bit off or just a bit not like myself. Since I am the only person that knows this feeling, the only way in which I will ever receive help from any of them is to ask for it. Asking for help doesn't make you or I weak or less of the person that we are or defeated. In fact, it makes us the complete opposite. There is not one athlete, one entertainer, or one person for that matter, that has achieved their highest level of success by going about it alone. Not one. So you and I are no different. Asking for help provides us with a community of strength that we do not have ourselves. Surrounding ourselves with other people's strengths allows our weaknesses to actually work less. It allows our bodies to stay out of flight mode constantly and stops the worry phase from spinning out of control. It's three powerful words that will, in fact, change your life. I need help. Help can come in many different ways. It could come in surrounding yourself with that close circle of friends and family. It could come in professional help, as in a therapist or primary doctor. Or it could come in a prescription medication that is provided by a professional. Asking for help could save your life and or make it 10 times easier to live a life with a mental illness. Remember, one in five adults in the United States are living with a mental illness, so you are definitely not alone in this. A mental illness will never go away. However, it is managed by the tools you learn along the way to make each day a little bit brighter. The tools that you have in your toolbox are the real magical pieces to your puzzle. They help to put us together when we don't feel our most whole. For me, I have breathing exercises, I have my calming essential oils, I have worked on identifying my triggers, and I have anchor thoughts. Which, if you don't know what these are, please listen to episode 4. I use these tools daily in order to get me from a worried state back to a calming state. But asking for help is important because it allows someone else to know what it is you are going through and also allows them to help calm you down. When we attempt this on our own, our mind goes into a downward spiral so fast that it becomes impossible at times to control. And the reason being is that we have lost complete control just minutes ago. Our bodies go through tremendous, debilitating symptoms throughout all of this, and so much of it can be prevented by seeking help. And again, you must always remember that you are never alone in any of this. You will become stronger by seeking the strength in others, especially in times of weakness. I can pinpoint very specific situations when I needed to ask for help. I can tell you that it was during my lowest of days when I did this, and each time after became much easier. in order to really capture the events in detail, I'm going to have a special guest on next week for you to hear one of those specific situations. So please stay tuned for that. In the meantime, friends, know your limits. Know that you can handle each and every day that you live life on this planet. Know that asking for help doesn't need to be covered up, not by a cape and not with lies. The more open you are about something that has chosen to be a part of you, the easier it will be on your life. We didn't choose this for ourselves, but we can choose how to go about living with it. Ask for help. Do not be afraid to ask for help, because you will never know how powerful those three words will be for your life. Until next time, my friends, keep thriving.